Shit is on fire. people talk again. Hello, Massachusetts and other parts of the country. We hope you are safe and well. We put together these two songs as a mashup for our good friends, Jason Lane and Pam Lane, for their nuptials. And we're gonna play it for you now, I think. Fellowship of Feeding Wolves coming at you from Bedford, Massachusetts, Tufts University.
We have like one leg in Providence and the other in Boston.
We have a leg in Providence, some appendages in Providence, some appendages in Arlington. We've got a toe in Somerville.
A big toe.
Banter is not my strong point, so we're just gonna play some more music.
Reach for it outside, but you
Was that loud? No, that sounded good to me in terms of volume. I like loud. This is our veggie medley.
Thank you.
earlier, the Fellowship of Feeding Wolves were playing on Friday at the Middle East with Heavy Necker and the Bushwick Hotel, with prodigal son Gregory Ferreira returning back to town. Don't miss it. We'll also be releasing a couple of songs we've spent a few months recording by our very sweet selves. And I think you will find it on the internet.
The internet.
The internet. Raisinets. On potentially things like SoundCloud and also Bandcamp. And maybe Facebook. Yeah. So catch us online or at the Middle East.
TFOFW.bandcamp.com.
Ooh, TFOFW.
And Facebook.com/TFOFW.
Kind of love
boom,
that.
Bada bing.
And we've got two more songs left for you. This song's called Feeding Wolves. And we're going to play it. Depends on which one you feed. What does he ask for? What fun.
Absolutely. It feels like 3 seconds went by.
I know. I don't want to stop. No. Okay, we got one more song left for you. It's called Strange Theater. That's it.
We'll be right back. they come. You're as reckless as 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 they come.
So this is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and we're here with the Fellowship of Feeding Wolves.
Hi.
Hello there.
In Soviet Russia, wolf feed you.
Can you?
I will crush you.
Oh, there we are. You just have to turn the...
I must break you.
It's customizable. We got a custom studio here.
So long.
Really like the hibiscus on your shirt.
Yes. I don't know if we get to direct what we're talking about here, but I'm mesmerized by the hibiscus.
Yeah.
On this guy.
I do what I can.
Sorry.
Hibiscus on this guy.
On this guy. So Andrew's wearing a shirt covered in the hibiscus flower, which happens to be one of my favorite flowers, and it sort of looks like a Rorschach, so it's like a little bit floral and a little bit...
I remember that guy Rorschach on that TV show. He was kind of goofy. So you're saying I'm goofy? Like I amuse you?
What is he, a clown?
I lost control of the interview, folks. Mayday, mayday, it's going down already.
He almost had you, Henry.
Is this a TV show?
Yeah, he was making a Goodfellas reference.
Goodfellas. Yeah. I don't think I've seen Goodfellas.
Anyway, we're the Fellowship of Feeding Wolves, and we're here.
Yes.
It's us.
And there's a show coming up that we're excited about.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Middle East Upstairs.
Yeah. The Middle East Upstairs. We're playing at the Middle East
Upstairs. We're playing with Bushwick Hotel.
And Heavy Necker.
I like it when people go into the Middle East and they'll walk in the front door and they're like, well, where's the stairs?
You're right.
Yeah.
Want to go upstairs? And they try to go up to the office.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go anymore.
The ticket office. Yeah. Is it not the ticket office?
I think
anymore?
They moved the ticket office somewhere.
I've actually only really been upstairs in that office once. Years ago.
I've been there, like, to get tickets years ago, yeah.
Many, many years ago, I used to write for a magazine called Insight, which I don't even think exists anymore. It was when I was in college, a long, long time ago, and I was interviewing, if you know the band Juicifer, mm-hmm. They came to play downstairs at the Middle East, and I love them, and I got to interview them upstairs in that small office. I was mm-hmm. like, I finally made it.
Was everybody sweating during the interview?
You have a lyric in a song that looks like we made it. Is that about that moment?
Looks like we made it I'm
just kidding.
The facts of life or something?
Take the good, take the bad, take the facts of life.
Well, there's only really like 7 different songs, and I think they're all like covered by TV show themes. That everything is just, you know, a variation of...
This
of those 7 songs.
This
yes,
is just
does.
What happens like when you have ADD and you're
there's some chord progressions that work. And
do you
want to
talk in the microphone, Tim?
Yeah, there's 2 members of this band with ADD.
It gets kind of
messy. Yeah.
Actually, it was.
I like that.
I have to say, it was a shame-reducing moment for me when I left my phone in the practice space the first time we ever played music together.
Yeah.
And you just look at me and you go, so do you have ADD?
Yeah.
ADD? And I was like, how did you know?
Well, I did the same thing. I mean, I've played in a number of bands too, and I've locked in someone else's practice space. They had to come and meet me to get my phone out, and I barely knew the person, and it was very embarrassing. So, I feel your pain.
You're like, I know my kind.
Yeah.
So.
Smell it.
You smell it?
No, you just, figure of speech.
I'm sorry. It's the lavender.
I think if you have an extra phone, you can find your phone with, like, phone GPS.
You just have, like, a flip phone, a cheap flip phone to find your real phone? Is that what you're saying?
Well, as long as the you know can connect to the internet,
to what, like your
it's got to be able to you know to iCloud and find
to like
my
where where's my phone.com.
I am going to take just a second. I do want to talk a little bit about the show on Friday.
Sure, let's talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I tried to bring that up. But
I know. Yeah. It's the anxiety and the ADD and everything's just crashing in. no, but I do want to talk about the show on Friday. We're really excited to be playing with Heavy Necker and our friends, the Bushwick Hotel, coming in from Bushwick, New York, with Gregory Ferreira, who you might remember John and I used to play music with.
I was in a picture with him like 9 years ago or something.
Yeah, 8 years ago. We were all in that picture.
Yeah.
The gang was all there.
Yeah.
Band's getting back together again.
Here we go.
Good buddy of ours. So that'll be really fun, and we hope to also be releasing a couple of songs on the internet.
Yeah, we've actually been recording. Well, Tim at Tim's place, we're self-recording the album, and it's sounding really, really good. And we're proud of it. So.
Yes, proud. It's called Aches and Scrapes.
You have a computer. I know you know you can go the studio route, but if anyone out there wants to make a record, they can. Just go ahead and spend a couple $100 and boom. There you have it.
Bada bing.
I think
is that a Goodfellas reference?
I don't know.
In the future, I think humans will just have recording studios built in to their bodies.
To their bodies.
Yeah.
Well, that'll cut down on some police brutality, hopefully.
Well, that'll still happen. It doesn't matter.
You know, we all are, you know, working professionals and we kind of just chip away at it. It's been taking some time, but we're getting there and we're very excited.
Exactly. It's been really fun. It's been a total blessing to play music with these wonderful people.
Yeah, that sounded very nice.
Thank you.
Cool. I dug the Cure cover.
Thank you.
It's pretty cool.
Cure and Mama Cass.
These two here performed that song at my wedding, and it was one of the most emotional and touching moments of my life. So, thank you guys. I want to thank you in front of all these people listening.
And now you're a part of that song.
Wait, now here we go.
I know, right?
Now you're a part of that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah, you know, Robert Smith called too. He was really excited to hear it too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a fun one.
What are you going to say now that you got a microphone in front of you?
I know. It's intimidating having this thing.
Well, you get used to it after a while. You know, after a few years, you just get used to it. Yeah.
Tim, I just want to bring up Tim for a second. Tim and I have known each other for 2 decades, pretty close to that.
Were they consecutive decades or were they like split?
I forgot who he was in the aughties. I knew him in the 90s, forgot he was in the aughties, and now I know him in the teens. But anyway.
So he's getting younger?
We met a while ago, and then I kind of moved away.
Yeah.
And we didn't see each other for a really long time, and then I moved back.
Yeah.
And I moved onto the same street as him, right down the street, within walking distance. I didn't even know he lived there.
But I think the thing I want to underscore is the fact that, you know, he wasn't a serious musician up until a couple of years ago.
So he was just comedy music before that?
Yeah, he just played yakety sax over and over again.
Like just slide whistle stuff, you know.
But just a tremendous raw talent to play with a talent like that is just amazing to see how amazingly good you've gotten in the last couple of years, Tim.
Thank you, Jay.
And John, you've always been amazing.
Amazing.
So we all do what we can.
John and I have known each other not quite for 2 whole decades, but maybe for a whole decade.
Yeah, about that.
How'd we meet?
Gosh, we met back in 2005, I think. Mm-hmm. An old high school buddy of mine was a mutual friend of ours, and we were looking for a singer, and I'm trying to think of something really interesting and funny to garnish this story with, but I'll just use the word garnish.
Garnish.
In a weird way, and that'll be original, I guess.
That is original. That's a great word.
Yeah.
But we bonded over our mutual love for PJ Harvey.
Indeed.
Which I think we still share.
Yeah.
And played in multiple different types of projects over the years, and always stayed friends, because you're just also always amazing. and a fantastic guy. I feel like I have to out-compliment something in, Jason right
Something
now.
Funny about John, he always has some kind of product that's amazing. Like, here, this is a calming balm before you play. He always has this product or...
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that have, like, the tinctures and, you know.
I brought this candy back from Portland. You might like it. You
know? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole West Coast candy thing. Sometimes you the candy kind of makes you dandy. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me feel good, you know. Yeah. I appreciate that, John.
I love you guys.
So. I love you, too. I love you, too. He's never said that before.
I've said that before, totally. Well, maybe not collectively, but here it is.
You heard it here.
You heard it here first on the Town with Mikey D.
Nice.
WMFO, and back to Andrew.
Yeah, so Heavy Decker, I saw them play with Test Meat like a couple weeks ago at O'Brien's. They were quite good.
Yeah, great band.
Cool.
Yeah,
looking forward to seeing them. And,
Test Meat's a really good band. Got Arnie Victorine.
Yeah, they...
I'm mispronouncing his last name. Probably.
Yeah, they played live in the same studio you guys did. I hope they cleaned up after.
I think it was really funny that I'm in that studio and I look to my left and on the wall it says Jason Lane and Sunken Armada.
Right, yeah, we all have like three different... We don't need to talk about them. We are all in different bands. I think that's just the nature of the scene.
We can talk about them.
Oh.
Let's
I
want to
talk about TFOMFW.
Okay. I want to support everybody's musical interests and such and things. Yeah, it's self-promotion's hard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Looking self-promotion in the eyes is intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just breathe in some of this calming balm and I'll be ready to talk.
You have to, like, network and stuff. Like, hi, I'm awkward.
It's funny. You remind me, like, I'm
awkward too. It's so nice to meet you.
It reminds me of my good friend Tanya Pearson in Drab, who I played with for a number of years. She would just be like, all right, well, this is where I tell you about, like, the merch we have for sale and on our website. So there it is. And then she just starts playing again. She hated it, every moment of it. It's tough.
Well, all you have to do is just mention merch.
Yeah.
You could even just say the word merch.
Yeah, you don't have to make a disclaimer before. Merch. Just say, oh, we have this for sale.
Like, you don't have to have a whole commercial song that's, you gotta purchase the merch. You gotta.
Oh, my
and
goodness. Just,
like, with Latin, with like a bachata behind it. Or salsa, rather. We don't have any merch yet, but I'm sure we'll make some merch.
You could collect all the dance beats, maybe a rumba.
With Bossa Nova?
Yeah. I actually think we have a song that's in Bossa Nova.
Do we?
Yep.
Which one is that?
Oh my goodness. Hold me to it. I'm looking around. No one will help me here. Mm-hmm. I'm on my own.
That feeling when you put yourself on the spot on the air.
It's like I manufacture my own misery every day of my life.
You're drowning. You're looking for something to hold on to. It's not just there. Nothing. You're just drowning.
You've been in my dreams.
As long as it works, like when you sing, you have like some emotion to you know, draw.
Yes, absolutely.
To use in your performance if your life is complicated.
Yeah, thank goodness for problems. And pain is the touchstone of spiritual growth.
Yeah. That's very well said.
That Who said that?
I did just a minute ago.
That sounded like Lao Tzu or something said that.
Wow,
maybe you're channeling that.
Let me just change the channel here.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, I'm really hungry.
But, yeah.
So anybody have anything else to say?
Well, I think, you know, we all played in a bunch of different bands, and I think, you know, the music that we're playing now pulled us away from our comfort zone, and we're all playing music that we hadn't been playing, in a style at least, previously. So it's been kind of a challenge, just, you know, Alana will just throw songs at us, like, I don't know, like one of those tennis, like your those tennis ball machines just shooting balls at you. Like that's a lot of, I got another song. Get an email after email. And it's just like, all right, I got an idea.
Oh my goodness. And it's just terrifying.
It's not well, it can be. But it's just amazing to have to kind of take someone inside of somebody and just have to come up with something and surround that and kind of have put a group hug around it, you know? It's been a great experience.
Oh, it's absolutely been a great experience. It's sort of like you just, because most of the stuff was just like, I never played guitar in front of people or like...
a lot of firsts, yeah.
Yeah, and...
I don't remember seeing you play guitar, just singing, yeah.
I've been in a bunch of bands. I'd sing backup or, you know, I'd sing and write, but then I moved to Providence right around the time that these guys moved out of Rhode Island. I was moving into yeah. Rhode Island.
It's bizarre.
I moved out of Arlington. They moved into Arlington.
Yeah.
And we crossed.
Well, I think we were, you know, we've gotten close only over the last couple of years, and I think yeah. we actually lived in Arlington at the same time. We didn't realize it.
It's
for
true.
A number of years. So
thank you,
cool.
Arlington. We love you.
The
thank
universe you. Was good to these four sitting here.
Thank you, Providence. But I moved out there, and my band that I had been in was still here. Poor Everybody, if y'all's maybe had heard us, we were fun.
Great band.
Thanks.
It was great musicians.
Great musicians, good friends. And so I was, you know, basically I didn't know anyone.
That's how we met, actually, because I played with Emerald Comet with Ruben Guillermo Sexo, Ruben Betzak, mm-hmm. and... We played yeah, shows after show
musician.
With you.
Yeah.
God, yeah, that's, you know, playing with musicians like that is, yeah. But anyway.
Ruben's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the first time I saw you play, and I was like, oh, wow. Just kind of like this, like leaning on my head, just like, wow.
Wow at the plow. So,
wow
yeah.
The, wow and stars.
The wow and stars. yeah, I was in Providence, and I was playing in my bedroom every night by myself until like 3 a.m. and then my neighbors complained to the landlord, so I had to take it out of the bedroom and into the world. And
might as well play shows. Yeah
So, you know, and the thing is that I reached out to Jason because I thought like maybe Jason will help me stifle through some of this mess, and yeah. And he was like, yeah, I'm doing something else right now, but I'll get back to you. And that's how people just like lay it out like easy, you know, like they just kind of put you off easy. They're like, yeah, totally, in a couple of months, and then you just don't expect to hear from them again. And I didn't expect to hear from you, and then like 2 months later.
Well, I don't blow smoke. I mean, I will get to it. I mean, like I have like I had a lot of stuff going on, but I did.
You did. You
I came through, and then I brought Tim into the mix, and Tim was just like, whoa. I was like, whoa, I didn't know you were capable of that, Tim. Wow. You know, it's like, wow.
You were just used to the comedy music that he did before.
I'm like, Tim, there's already been a yakety sax in the world, man. It's like, come on, let's try something new. Tim also plays in my other band, Sunken Armada, too, so that's how we obviously...
Yeah, I showed up, and I was like, there's another person here.
Yeah. I gave you a heads up, though.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's see what we got. What's going on?
And that was fun. And it's
I brought
been...
my slide whistle over here for nothing.
Tim and I actually do. We each own a slide whistle that we both purchased from Music Go Round.
Yeah,
and a vibra slap.
Yeah.
Tim's a big Cake fan, so
yeah.
Gotta
God.
Get a vibra slap. I just did that too, just to hear your reaction.
Oh, God.
I'm not a fan. I mean, there are like...
Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell.
I like just pretty much basically anything that anyone could ever play ever, but there are just like a few things I don't like.
Yeah, well, we all have those.
What's yours?
What's mine?
Yeah.
Poison.
Huh.
Like band
the song poison? Yeah, I hate the band. Like poison?
The band or the food?
I don't like the food poison.
Yeah.
Or but like, I don't like, that girl is poison.
I don't like Belle and Sebastian. Like, that's just doesn't do it for me.
Couldn't name one song by them. John, who do you not like?
Arcade Fire.
Oh. I love that. I actually really
I like the song The Suburbs. That's a really good song.
What a
but
great
I
album.
Do not like any of their other songs at all.
Tim, what about you?
Tim?
Oh, God, I don't know.
It's tough. I like everything. Like everything. You know,
yeah. Absolutely. Everything.
I don't think there's a band that I don't like.
You like Tim McGraw?
You know what I'm? Yeah, I don't know. I could say a lot of bands that would probably just make a lot of people like just shut the radio off.
What about guilty pleasure bands? What's your guilty pleasure band, Tim?
Guilty pleasure band? Oh God, my guilty pleasure band probably the Deftones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a great band.
That's a good guilty pleasure band.
Yeah.
Great singer. You?
Guilty. I don't feel guilty about the music that I like. I feel like musical taste is really subjective and relative, just like everything else. It's perspectival.
You're from outer space, then.
And
I mean, it's not like it ruins your body to listen to, you know, music that people think is like not sophisticated or something.
No.
Well, I've DJed weddings, so I had to push my envelope with that kind of stuff, pop music.
I do have a song I really. I mean, there. I
cake.
Yeah, no, I'm going to just talk about what I don't like. So when I was in high school, one of my many jobs was I used to be the